Assalamu alaikum, this is Zulf Shah. You're listening to the Remap Your Mind podcast, where I will be talking about mindsets, relationships, religion, culture, and spiritual afflictions.
So just when you think you've heard it all and you've seen everything you needed to see, but there's one thing I often hear from couples that's the hardest to live with, being misunderstood. Imagine spending years in a marriage where you didn't even understand what is happening, like everything is running on autopilot. Years of disputes, emotional wounds, manipulations, and you thought, my spouse is doing this to me. You blame them, they blamed you, and everyone around you, they picked a side and it wasn't yours. But then one day, during Ruqya, the truth comes out. It was never about you. It wasn't even fully about them. It was a spiritual affliction the whole time. So what do you do now? How do you salvage a marriage when the damage has already been done? Discovering years later that your spouse wasn't fully in control of their actions, it's not the kind of relief people think it is. It's not like you suddenly feel better because now you know. Because you're still sitting with years of bad memories. Moments where you were made to feel worthless. Times where you were isolated, disrespected, abused, emotionally, maybe even physically. And every time you spoke up, it was flipped back on you. You were too sensitive. You misunderstood. You didn't know how to live with their family. You were the problem. And now you know it wasn't them, or not entirely them. It was sihr. It was waswas. It was interference from shayateen. But the scars are real. The betrayal you felt is real. And the people who judged you all these years, they're still silent, even after learning the truth. So how do you deal with a situation like this? The first real turning point is when your spouse accepts what happened. Not lip service, not dismissing it like, oh yeah, well, maybe it was sihr. Anyway, let's move on. I'm talking about genuine acceptance, that their behavior was manipulated, that they allowed certain patterns to grow because they didn't understand what was influencing them. It's painful for them to admit that, because to accept that your thoughts and actions were influenced is to confront the possibility that you hurt the person who was actually fighting for you. And when a spouse accepts this, you're not asking for them to carry the blame on their back forever. You're asking for acknowledgement, for validation, that you weren't crazy, you weren't making it up. This kind of acceptance is what lays the groundwork for healing. But what about the extended family? The in-laws, the siblings, the aunties and uncles who had a say in your marriage? They weren't afflicted. They weren't manipulated by sihr. They chose to believe you were the problem. They chose to backbite you, exclude you, humiliate you. But now you have clarity. So how do you bring that conversation to the table? Well, you might expect that with this newfound understanding, people would apologize, or at least that's what you think, that they'd feel ashamed for how they treated you. But that's not how it works. Pride, ego, denial, these are all barriers stronger than sihr sometimes. Some family members won't show up to that conversation. Some will deflect. Others will just disappear. And you have to be ready for that. You can't heal based on their accountability. You can invite them to understand, but you can't force them to own their wrongs. So where does that leave you as a couple? Because now you're not just rebuilding a marriage, you're deciding who fits into your life from here on. Extended family who refuse to acknowledge what really happened, they lose access. Not out of spite, but because your marriage is no longer open for their interference. Friends who played both sides, keep them at a distance. This is about safeguarding your home, your peace, your new clarity. Boundaries are not punishments, they are security measures. And after years of spiritual manipulation, emotional wounds, and social gaslighting, you are entitled to those boundaries, without guilt, without apology. At the end of it all, the ultimate accountability is to Allah. He knew the truth when no one else did. He saw your pain when you were called too sensitive, or that you need to sort yourself out. He heard your du'as when everyone else shut you down. The people who wronged you may never apologize, but your healing doesn't depend on them. It depends on truth, clarity, and staying firm in the boundaries you create from here. And as a couple, if you can rebuild on this truth, your marriage will have a strength that no shaitan can penetrate again. But there is another side to this, which I find with many couples. If your spouse still refuses to accept the reality, or worse, acknowledges it, but continues to align their family's narrative and lets friends influence their perception, then the marriage enters a very dangerous territory. What happens then is that the core foundation of your partnership, your mutual, loyal, and emotional safety gets compromised. You can't build or repair trust if one partner is emotionally outsourcing decisions to people who have already contributed to years of misunderstanding, manipulation, and even direct harm. In a situation like this, the marriage often becomes unsustainable in its current form. And I have seen this happen with many couples. Either it deteriorates into a coexistence filled with resentment and emotional detachment, or it reaches a breaking point where a serious, difficult conversation has to be had about boundaries, non-negotiables, and the future of the relationship. Reconciliation isn't impossible, but it requires the spouse to consciously detach from toxic external influences and stand as an ally within the marriage. Without that shift, you'll constantly be reliving the same cycles, fighting not just for the relationship, but for your very sanity. And at that point, you'll have to seriously ask, am I still in a marriage, or am I surviving in a battlefield where I'm fighting both enemies and my supposed ally? And what makes this even harder is when children are involved. It's no longer just about two people struggling to fix a broken dynamic. Now there are innocent eyes watching, learning, and absorbing everything. And when one parent refuses to consider how this chaos and neglect of boundaries is affecting their children, the damage multiplies. The emotional scars, the confusion, the unstable sense of family, these things don't just disappear, they get carried into the next generation. This is why addressing these issues isn't a luxury. It's not optional. Whether it's salvaging the marriage or ensuring you and your children have a safe, clear path forward, this is the work I focus on with my clients. Whether you're a couple ready to work through these layers together, or an individual surviving each day with a spouse who refuses to align on boundaries and non-negotiables, it's a heavy process. But with the right approach, it's possible to navigate it with clarity and purpose. In the end, you'll face three choices. You either stay, pause, or you part. Make the right decision for yourself and for your children. Marriage isn't a game where you can keep switching partners without reflecting on whether you've become part of the problem. Because that's what I see with many of the clients I work with. One partner will refuse to change or take ownership, and they'll go everywhere except to the right source. So ask yourself this question. What does that demonstrate? Were their intentions even sincere to begin with? To all the people out there who are surviving this, irrelevant of which direction your life is headed, understand that it's all within the decree. As much as we would like an alternative, we have to accept that Allah's plan is always the best, even if we can't see it in the present moment. Stay firm and remember, truth is always heavier than lies, but it's the only weight worth carrying. To all my brothers and sisters, wherever you are, Assalamu alaikum.